Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, we see a lot of toe drag attempts throughout the course of the year. Not a whole lot of them are very successful. Either the offensive guy loses the puck or shoots it wide. What was the degree of difficulty on Lucas's goal last night?
Well, it was. I mean, it was a heck of a play, and you're right. A lot of times it doesn't, you can't take the next step with it. And he did last night, and he finished off, and it was a big goal.
At first look, I thought the goalie may want the Sam Selinski goal back. And, yeah, he overcommitted a little bit to his right, but Sam made a heck of a shot. What was the key to that play?
Well, he just put a puck on net, and he kept the puck low. He put a puck on net, and, I thought he overcommitted a little bit too. But at the end of the day, again, you put pucks on net, good things happen, Schulze.
The third goal turns out to be the game winner, kind of a fluky one. But, boy, if Tyler Kirkup isn't going hard to the post long before that puck comes off the end wall, that play doesn't get made, does it?
Well, again, it was an interesting play, and again, it took a weird carom off the end wall, and Tyler was driving the net, and I don't know if he was driving the net, he was just driving that area, not knowing what was going to happen, and it just, obviously, the puck popped out right there, and it was free, and he was Johnny on the spot there.
Sam Craig scored twice last night for BG. That was his 180th career game, and yeah, he's a fifth-year guy, but 180 is just a massive number. You just flat out have to be available to play almost every night.
No, you're absolutely right. And what I always do is, you reflect back to the freshman year maybe where it's not as easy for a lot of guys adapting to college hockey. And sometimes there's, they're in and out of the lineup, as you know, Schulze. And then obviously, again, the injury factor, there's always a little bit of an injury factor. So with Craig's right there, 180 games, holy moly, that's a lot.
North Coach Cerruteri, when we come back, our pregame continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Tom, this is the last guaranteed game that you'll be playing here at home. Could get a championship game here if things go right for you next week. But what do the fans and what have the fans meant to you guys this year?
Well, again, they always mean a lot. And being at home is so important. And trying to play well in front of them, having them encourage us, having them cheer for us, doing all those things. It's refreshing. It's fun, you appreciate so much the support, and we've got great support here in Bemidji.
You know that being at home is important in any series. Certainly more important in a game three, because you're sleeping in your own bed, and you always sleep a whole lot better in your own bed than you do in a hotel, right?
Yeah, I just think again. We talk about routine. I don't want to. Sometimes the road isn't all bad either. I mean, because you're doing things a lot, you're doing things together. So sometimes, again, the routine on the road sure isn't bad. But I'll take the routine at home any day of the week just because, again, familiarity.
How much shorter do shifts need to be in a game three?
Well, it all depends on how the game's going, Schulze. I mean, shifts need to be short period. Yeah, exactly. But as far as matchups and what you do, that's all going to be dependent on how the complexion of the game's going.
I know the complexion can change this next answer too, but how much does shorter shifts impact offensive flow and breaking down an opponent? Because you're thinking of getting off right away.
Well, a lot. And you have to be disciplined in your shift length. You just have to be, because what happens if you're not, bad things can happen. Eventually, when you're tired, the puck, even if you're in the offensive zone, the puck's going to go the other way. Once the puck goes the other way, sometimes you're running uphill. I mean, that's what it's like skating sometimes. It's like you're going uphill.
Can you play Owen Sillinger as much as you have in the first two games?
Yeah, I mean, he's used to it. Owen's used to it, and I think we can. He's mentally tough. And he gets it. And, they're playing their guys, too. You want to break down the minutes. I mean, they're playing their top lines very similar to ours. So, I mean, that's just the way it is this time of year. You're going to play your marquee guys and your guys that eat up a lot of minutes. They're still going to eat minutes up. You have to do it. And there's no tomorrow.
You're without Ross Armour tonight. How much of a trickle-down effect is that going to have?
Well, it's a big loss. I mean, you lose your second-line center, a guy who was, I mean, face-offs last night. I mean, he was 6-0 in the second period, and what we do, I mean, we have him taking a lot of the faceoffs on the right dot and Owen taking a lot of the faceoffs on the left dot right there, and those guys do a lot. I mean, they're maybe the best in the country as far as a 1-2 combo taking faceoffs. And Ross is he's a huge loss for us, but we injuries are all part of this game, and, we've got to respond.
I thought all of your defensemen were very active on both ends of the ice last night, but Tyler Jubenville's offensive night to me stood out. He's had a couple of really, really good scoring chances here the last couple of weeks. What stood out to you about him on the offensive end lately?
Well, what he did, he's, you know, he recognized, again, we call him D dives and D slides, and he